This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, this is Kate. Joe isn't here today because he has a sprained ankle and he's a little baby. But I have Tina Constance here and Matt Richards, and we talk about if you can be friends with someone of the opposite sex when in a relationship, deja vu, and how to be a zebra. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Joe Sanegato is still injured because we record doubles, but today I have two of my favorite special people. You know both of them. It's Tina Constance.
Hi.
And yay. Matt Richards.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys for coming. It's so awkward doing the intro without Joe, because normally, like, I have a second to just not sound like a weird, awkward person.
But not weird.
Thanks, Matt. By the way, can I tell you something that happened the other night? I brought Shane with me to the comedy club, New York Comedy Club, and Matt has his fish there. He keeps a whole fish tank at New York Comedy Club. Matt's a merman.
Normal.
He's a merman. Stop it. Tina, it's his soul song.
I'm just saying. It's not
It's cute and adorable.
Normal. I think it's great.
I put fish tanks wherever I be at.
That's how they know you were there.
No, that's what you do when you ball so hard.
The fish trying to find you, you know?
Basically, yeah.
So and he has like these bigger fish, and then he has feeder fish, and the big fish are eating the small fish, and I'm like so upset, right? And Shane's like, no, it's just the cycle of life. So then like a half an hour passes, and Shane has gotten attached to one of the feeder fish that he names Dogfish.
In true Kate Wolf son fashion.
Yes, correct, yeah.
He's like, you can't let him get eaten!
And he had like, the fish had like a little black dot on its nose, and he started calling it Dogfish, and he's like, we gotta save Dogfish! So Matt let him save it, and we took it home.
You did?
And
yeah.
Now Shane and Dogfish are happy, and Dogfish is safe.
For a month until
Dogfish
dies.
Yeah, I was about to be like, for a couple of weeks.
Guys,
until
anyway.
His belly up.
How sweet is that, though? That
No, comets live, they can live like 4 to 5 years.
Shane has two other goldfish.
You knew that without the internet.
Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you doing with your computer? Why is it up?
Working.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I got some deadlines.
I swear to God,
I saw
don't
furniture.
Even fuck with
Is
me
there
yet,
furniture?
I will hurt you.
Don't, no, I'm attentive. I'm here. I'm present. What's up?
What is?
He's two-timing us right now.
He is two-timing. That's awful.
That's life.
Oh my God.
Wow. Rude.
No.
Rude.
It's not rude. I'm okay. Let's
what
go.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Writing.
No, put your computer away. You rude.
Not rude.
Anyway,
it's a
it
rude.
Is rude.
It's
Would
a
you go
rude.
On stage at New York Comedy Club with your computer and tell jokes and write? Let me tell you.
If I could do that, I would. That would save so much time.
We've got between 20 to 50,000 listeners. You put that fucking laptop away. Do you hear me, Matt Richards?
It's away.
It is away.
There we go. Sorry I had to go art teacher on your ass.
His phone's out now, though. He just went
I
right
over. I swear
to
God. What? Can you imagine him fucking someone and just taking his phone out while
I put
thrusting?
My laptop on her back.
Yeah. There's the blue light, a halo behind her.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, actually, okay, let me get into the topic I wanted to, one of the topics I wanted to discuss was, how do you feel if you're in a relationship? I swear to God, I will murder you. How do you feel if you're in a relationship and the person you're with is flirting with either someone of the opposite sex or a lot of people of the opposite sex? How does that bother you?
You're
or
not
no?
in a relationship.
Yeah, that's not even a thing. Have you guys ever been in that situation
where someone's flirting all the time?
Have you?
Not too much, but that there are some people
of.
That are flirts. I mean, I've been cheated on. So they
were. There you go.
So they were flirting. They were flirting, all right. Right into her pussy.
I have to say, like, if I've been in a relationship and I was super flirty, then I was definitely just not that down. You know what
with
I mean?
With your person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is just a clear indicator. I would not be cool with that.
Hold on. Matt, you're going to have to get your life together.
What's going on now?
He's literally lotioning his hands. But he like
I
made
can't be
sure.
Agile.
He made sure that I like saw the lotion drip. He like
no,
made
I didn't.
Weird eye contact and you were like.
I was paying attention to you. I can't be ashy.
You are like an ADD child in a classroom right now.
I'm trying to work.
My goodness.
Anyway. Well, he this is why it's coming up is. I have a girlfriend whose boyfriend is upset that she has a close guy friend. And I feel like, this is my opinion, though, I feel like even when you're in a relationship, you are totally allowed to have close friendships with people of the opposite sex or same sex if you're a lesbian or gay. Huh?
Wait, what?
She just had a little, like, you know, depending on your sexual preference.
Oh, so
because, yeah, if you're gay, no. Then that means that, of course, you're going to have friendships of the same sex. Or, you know, it's the same sex, but okay, I'm all thrown off because the energy was fucking getting fucked up over here. So this is a triangle.
I'm listening.
Okay.
He's in now. He's okay. In.
I've been in since we got here.
Anyway, I feel like, and not everyone agrees, that a good relationship does not mean that you're not allowed to have friends.
I think that's just you, honestly, because we're good friends. I feel like you're specifically good at being non-sexual with people, with dudes. You will friend zone the shit out of somebody. But like, I won't
dudes
do that.
Dudes are not good at that.
Mm-mm. They literally don't know how to friend zone. They have no desire to friend zone.
It's like the ladder theory.
What's the ladder theory?
The ladder theory is that women are completely capable of having platonic friends, whereas men, given the right circumstances, would fuck any of their female friends.
Yeah. 110%.
I don't know. I mean, I think there, I know some guy, like my friend Michael Blaustein. Wants to love fuck him. You. That is not true.
What's up, Mike?
That is just not true. But even
on blast.
But here's the thing, and I'm sorry, Michael, that I'm using you as an example. I love Michael. We're such close friends, have no sexual interest in each other. However, even if he was at times attracted to me, I don't think it matters because I don't think he really actually wants to do me or be with me. So I think you absolutely...
He's not going to say, I want to do you.
No, yeah.
He doesn't, though. No. Trust me.
No, he does. He definitely does.
My friend Nathan, who was just here. Nathan and McIntosh and I do not want to fuck each other. We are... He's one of my closest friends.
I said, given the right circumstances, every guy would fuck any of his female friends.
I think that's so...
You're on the other end of that. Of course you think that.
Penises work.
Yes. You don't have one. We don't have one. I'm sorry, Kate.
Kate, I've known you for a few years, and while I respect you... I would fuck you. Kim, I just met you.
It's not Kim. Her name's Tina.
Was that a Kardashian reference? Because I will take it.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever works.
Look at you. Lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
Tina.
You fucked up your name, and you're like, thank you.
Thank you. That was nice of you, fucking up my name. I appreciate that.
It was an accident.
It's all right. It's all good. Moving on, Tina. Oh, you were going to tell me you would fuck me too. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, you have a thing, Tina, that I feel like you, when you have a boyfriend, you don't really keep your exes around at all. Like, you're not.
Incorrect.
Really?
Call my exes.
Incorrect.
Call my exes right now. That is their biggest complaint. 100% of the time.
You keep talking to your exes when you're with
like, I stay
somebody?
Friends with them.
But you don't act, you don't get flirty or you're
not
inappropriate.
I'm not even flirty with my own boyfriend. Fuck you. Get out of here. Every 2 seconds.
In case of
Tina
emergency.
Tina was wounded as a young girl.
Break glass.
No, but I'm serious. I keep in touch with all my ex-boyfriends.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
In fear of letting go?
Yeah, definitely. 110%.
That's terrible. I feel sorry for your man.
Oh, I don't have one now, so we're good.
Shocker.
You're such a dope. How about you? How's your love life going
love
there?
Love life is
Matt
delicious.
Richards. Uh-huh. Aren't you going through a breakup right now?
Not anymore.
What does that mean?
It got cleaned up?
I fix it. I'm the fixer-upper. Like Bounty.
That's not...
It's a quilted quicker picker-upper.
I know, yeah, all right. Fine. Got it.
What's going on there? Do you want to talk about it?
Hey, man. Life is
You're
great.
So private about your relationship.
Because it's nobody's business. But mine.
This show is called Invasion of Privacy.
I know. I'd rather let's invade y'all's privacy. Give the listeners something fun. Mine is boring. I keep fish tanks and I write jokes. That's my life.
And you got back with your ex?
Shh. Huh?
Matt.
This segment has been brought to you by the good folks at Poland Spring.
All right, let's move on then.
All right, fine, yeah.
But I thought this was going to get more in depth and juicier.
I asked you what you wanted to talk about, and you were like, hey, whatever.
I'll bring up other topics, but I'm just saying I thought we could go a little bit more into the friendship thing. It bothers me when people have limitations when in a relationship. It's like once you start trying to control the other person, like you're not allowed to have friends if they're men, or you're not allowed to do this or go here. Like the moment you start putting those kinds of controls onto someone, right, you're fucked.
Well, yeah, if somebody is that audacious to say, to go as far as to say you can't do something, that's fucked up. It should be, it's an unspoken rule almost.
But what if someone breaks it?
Then you're a dick, the person that breaks it.
All right, I have a friend that I've been friends with since the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very attractive. And he called me yesterday because his girlfriend has a problem with us talking. But he called me anyway to let me know about this. And so that we could talk for a little bit. All right?
That's disrespectful on his end to his girlfriend.
We've been friends since the 7th grade. He breaks up with this girl. He don't give a fuck. He'll never talk to her again. We will be friends until the day we die.
I've been friends with people since the 7th grade, and I don't remember their last names.
Yeah, but we've stayed friends consistently. And this one particular girl now wants me out.
How serious are they?
Very serious.
Yeah, again, this is a conversation he needs to have with his girlfriend regarding her insecurities.
Right, and he did, and she said, you know, I just don't think that there's anything platonic about you and a girl being friends. I think that deep down you want to fuck her.
She said that?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said he doesn't, but he definitely does.
Oh my God.
I mean, no, he'll
tell
me.
So you see a problem.
No, he'll tell me, like, yo, I would totally fuck you. Like, you want to come to D, like, ooh, I almost said where he lived. My bad. Like,
you caught it. I caught it, girl.
This is so much more entertaining than talking about me and my shit.
First of all, Matt has more than he's showing, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've read, of course.
You can't let the cards.
I won't bring up the cards into here. I'm just saying you have more than you're pretending.
Of course.
But I don't know. I just feel like you can still be attracted to a friend and still be
and
their
friend.
And
you won't do it.
Yeah.
We've never had sex.
Yeah.
We have definitely wanted to have sex since the 7th grade. Have never done it. Well, maybe not the 7th grade. It probably came around.
Jesus.
God damn.
Horny 11-year-old.
Seriously. Right? Maybe it was like closer to the 11.
I've been trying to fuck him since I was 11.
Yeah.
Put my pussy on it.
Love the way he filled out those Scantron bubbles. Oh, it made my prepubescent nipples hard. I was so wet on my elementary school desk.
This feels wrong.
Yeah, she's like, totally I wanted to wrong. Fuck him since I was in 3rd grade, okay? But I didn't, because I didn't even know what fucking was.
Since I learned the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. Ugh.
I almost went to like, anyway.
I was doing your slip up.
Okay.
Hairless dicks.
Oh. Anyway.
Gotta shave. Especially in the summertime.
Once again, this isn't... I just think you should be freaking friends with people.
But if your significant other has a problem with it, then you check it.
Yeah, but when you say check it, that doesn't mean you just ultimately stop, right? Like, no, it has to be a conversation between the two
girlfriend?
People.
No.
That's the problem.
Tina's calm... No.
But, like, has he tried to set up, like, a thing where y'all...
No.
All right, well, then he's just an entry-level pimp.
I mean, he's totally not, though.
I wish I knew which one of your friends this was, but...
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Next topic. Okay, this is a... I feel like this is an obvious one. But I realize, and this is going to sound obvious, and I know we've kind of talked about it when you were even on, about how I can be overly sensitive.
I haven't been on for like a year, though.
That's crazy.
A year and a half,
no.
2 years. Yes. Yes. And since the last time.
We've only been doing it 2 years.
I was in Montclair, so it was easily a year and a half ago. A year ago.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this past summer, but the summer.
I was going to say it's been like a year, but it hasn't been two because we haven't. Yeah. But the last, one of the last times we talked about you were on, we're talking about, you know, am I too sensitive? And it depends on what you mean by sensitive. And you're actually very sensitive as well.
Hell yeah. I cry twice a week.
Good for
I
you.
I thought you were going to say twice a day.
No. Sometimes twice a day, depending on the week.
Well, we're all very sensitive.
Yeah, super
sensitive. A lot of people just suppress it. But what I realized
just
when
a
I say...
room full of bitch-assness right now.
Exactly. When I say too sensitive, what I mean is... I take things way too personally still. And that's something I saw. I had my spiritual school this past weekend, and I was seeing how much I just take things personally. Like, if someone says something to me and it has nothing to do with me, but it offends me. I'm like, for example, when we were at the comedy club the other night, did you witness this when I freaked out when I got?
Yeah, I pretended I wasn't there.
Yeah, you and Brendan were like, I had a moment.
Tina, ignored you?
Get away!
No, this is what happened. So I was there with Shane, and I've decided to stop giving tarot card readings for free to all the comics at comedy clubs because I need to start making money. I need to start charging, and it's draining. Right. So I decided, I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this.
It's a service.
Yeah. So, and I understand it, but people got really used to, like, I'd show up and 10 people would be like, you're reading for me tonight. And I'd be like,
there's some people that read tarot cards to get like $1.99 a minute.
Yes. Well, I charge $50 for half an hour to do a reading.
Yeah, perfect.
And I would have even said 20 for half, you know, for a comic, I'd make it less. But anyway, so I'm there and, you know, a comic who I've promised to give a reading to came up and he was like, hey, I want my reading tonight. And I said, actually, I've decided to not give readings for free anymore because I'm trying to put out to the universe that my time is worth money. And it was really draining.
Right.
And he
was like, you owe me one.
Yeah. He goes, you owe me one.
For what?
And she said she would give him.
No, that doesn't work like that.
Yeah, your coupon expired.
That doesn't work like that.
You can't bring an expired coupon.
No, yeah.
But I, like, instead of realizing that he was just disappointed, I got so.
She spazzed.
Yeah. You saw it?
Mount Vesuvius.
I know. You're making it worse than it was.
I was scared.
No, well, they were scared because they saw my power come out because I was like, oh, I owe you?
Power or use oh, no, slap
she, you put it down? You
yeah. Just put it down? No, I went into like boss mode. Like I was like, oh, I owe you? What makes you think I owe you something? Please, no, let me know. What makes you think I owe you something?
I was like, hey, Shane, let's go let's go look at the fish tank, man. Fish.
Yeah, Shane was like, here she goes. No, because I said to him, I was like, I'm sorry, I have a kid. I'm a single mom trying to pay rent. And I think that my services are worth money. Are you telling me that my son shouldn't eat? Like, I went.
But he didn't even mean it. He's just like, whoa. All right. Well,
you could tell he was like about to cry.
He was like,
yeah. And then I calmed down because that's my reaction to someone trying to take from me. Like, that's a childhood shit. That was that was a place of like such defense of like, you're not going to take from me if I don't want to give. And it came out way too strong because he wasn't really.
That was like a defensive thing that like we're afraid that people want to take stuff from us.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what so it came from a place where I was ready to stab him. Like, you can't take it from me.
It really was.
No, I seen it. Yeah. I seen it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So, and then I felt bad and I actually texted him later and I said, I'm really sorry that I reacted that strongly. I said, I took it personally. It's not about you. And he was like, I'm sorry that I did too. He's like, I was just disappointed. And it ended up being fine. But yeah, Matt and Brendan were just like, when that happened, yeah, they were like, uncomfortable.
Pull my laptop out.
Yeah, exactly.
And put some lotion on.
So. And I was like, Matt, put it away.
How'd you guys recover from that? What happened?
I actually read a card for him. I said, here,
I'll give you one card for free.
I gave him one card because I felt
bad. She backtracked on her universal.
I felt bad.
Expired coupon.
I almost made him cry in public. And I said, here's a card. And it was, don't be a bitch. No, it was some good stuff. But no, but that happened. So yeah, I realized that I take things way too personally. But most of us are walking around on this earth taking everyone's shit personally.
Nah.
No, that's not true. I think that's a thing that we do.
Most of, I don't do that shit.
You really?
No, I don't take anything.
You know what? I don't take.
I cry
personally.
At dumb shit I do, but I don't take.
What do you cry about?
Mad shit. Yo.
Tell me. Tell us. I'm a fucking
and
crier.
I disagree. You definitely take with pee. You now it just sounds like pee.
Yeah, I was like, why are you crying
with
when
a
you
guy,
pee?
I have an ex boyfriend named Pete. We can say his
okay,
name.
Okay. Oh. With Pete, you would definitely take the things he was doing. Personally, and I'm like, Tina, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a sister. I tell her that shit all the time. Like, don't fucking get caught up with what dudes are doing. Like, that's not your fault.
Yeah. Because then we use it as a way to be like, see, I knew I was worthless.
Yeah, no.
I knew I wasn't special.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I still want to know what you cry about, though.
I like movies.
Okay.
I cry every time I see Radio with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh,
it's just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Finding Nemo when the mom gets eaten by a barracuda. Spoiler alert.
Oh my God. Spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen that shit, it was a great film.
It's a beautiful movie.
About a crippled fish that was just trying to get back to his dad.
Was Nemo a crippled fish?
Yeah, yeah, little, that little.
Oh, that's right, that little Nemo,
little gimpy fin.
Can you imagine the same thing at the same time? Yeah, yeah,
that thing. That's so inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you ever cry over like relationship stuff if you're not having your needs met, you're not being fulfilled?
I think.
Yeah,
no.
He does.
No, I masturbate and forget about it.
Can you imagine Tina getting upset about a guy and masturbating it away?
That's you jerk it up.
No.
That's not really how it works. I can't hump a couch to make the pain go away.
They know about you humping the couch.
She bring up
I
the
bring
couch
it up
humping.
All the time.
I was going to bring it up before, which is so weird.
Really?
And then I was like, maybe I should.
You
bring...
hump couches
no,
too?
No, I was going to bring up Kate
I was
humping
say,
the
remind
couch.
Remind me to never go to y'all's houses and sit anywhere
near the armrest.
Yeah, couch humping.
Well, I said this
middle
scrolling
of the
up.
Couch only.
Just that's the one I hump the most. No.
How?
No, I don't. Kate, it's the,
she straddles
it's the
it
arm.
Sideways. It's like where it turns.
No. It's the arm. I do the.
I know it's the yeah. arm.
I'm like, no. Do you want me to show you?
Show us.
We're friends.
You and the couch?
No, I was going to say me and you. Okay, all right. I don't know where this podcast is going, but
to a crazy place.
Ooh, hey. So, growing up, my couch literally was on a slant.
Ew. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ew you.
No, it's okay. But it made me feel really... Tina!
I'm sorry.
Tina and I have been best friends for about 7 years.
Yep.
And we were both teachers in Westfield.
Holla.
New Jersey.
How do y'all feel about these teachers fucking kids, yo?
Oh my God.
We're very in support of it.
Because there was a karate teacher. She, 21, Stephanie Figueroa in...
Shouting her out. He knows everything about her.
I already Instagrammed her. She was sending nudes to an 11-year-old
Fuck.
Student.
Whoa.
11.
Full circle. Okay. 11.
Like, I gotta say, there was a little bit of weirdness. Like, I was a student teacher when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Clifton, and a bunch of the kids stayed back, and you can stay back till you're 21. And so that was
this was high school
weird
though.
As shit. Yeah, I was teaching.
You got
high school.
I'm like everyone. This is not elementary school.
Yeah, yeah.
Tina's like, listen, I was a student teacher. I was 21, and those 5-year-olds were fucking fine.
No,
let
I was
tell
saying
you.
They were staying.
Some of them Clifton.
No, I mean the students Woo! Could stay back till they were 21.
Yeah.
So where I the had fuck like, is this
in fucking Clifton, New Jersey?
21 years old in what high school?
Yeah. You can stay back until you're 21, I think. Yeah.
No.
I like how I'm nodding as if I know for
I
sure,
think it
but
is.
I just believe
what
you so hard.
What happened to that
I'm
no
like,
child left behind?
No, they ain't leaving him behind. They're keeping him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. No. 21?
Anyway, I'm just saying it was really fucking weird. It got weird sometimes.
You flirted with some?
No, like they'd ask me.
Of age?
No, I don't think I flirted, but it was like I got asked to the prom all the time. And he would just scream in the hallway, I'm going to the prom with Tina Constance.
Okay, that's different. That's
and I would just laugh my ass off. I sucked. That's I wasn't funny. Even like, don't do that. I was like, you're great. I kind of,
no,
I can't.
She was sending the kid nude. She was like, hey, come to my 21st birthday party. I want to have sex
not
with
me.
You.
Not me.
And then the 11-year-old was like, IDC. Okay,
IDC,
I guess.
IDK.
Yeah. And his mom found him. And then she went to jail.
11-year-old hot as fuck. Like, what? How do you? What's the thought process?
I don't know. She was his karate teacher.
I think these women or men are very unhappy in their lives, and that's where they feel a sense of excitement. Like, I'm going to do something wrong, or I'm feeling
no,
something.
I think
Let
it's
me.
Power. They're sexual predators. A woman's a sexual predator too. If it was a man and it was a man doing it to an 11-year-old girl, you'd classify him as a predator. You'd get
totally,
right on top of that shit. It's
I'm not saying they're not predators,
shit.
But I'm saying predators get a sense of whether it's power or excitement. Do you get what I'm saying? It's all linked there. It's to feel.
Yeah,
something.
Some predators that hunt for sport.
At karate.
At karate.
So stupid. So Tina Hi-ya! And I Tina
right on the dick.
Tina and I were both teachers. And
Clifton.
And then we left.
No, Westfield.
Yeah.
We were teachers in Westfield, but we did not fit in. Like, they could smell it on us that we were different.
Did you guys go to, like, were you teaching at, like, a predominantly urban school?
No.
It was a white school?
It was, like, white, stick up your ass.
The white, the highest paying school district in the state of New Jersey.
Why didn't y'all fit in?
We were just weird.
Is that real?
That's facts. Yeah. Why?
You can't, this is fucking crazy.
Have you
written
been in
all
a public school?
Us?
Yeah.
So, do you know my personality, Matt. Do you think I fit in into any kind of normalized system?
True.
You don't even know.
She's looking very similar.
I just met
to me.
You, Kim, and I think
I love that he's calling me Kim. He did it on purpose.
And
you,
I know. And,
the second
and
time was totally
each time I'm ready to like get him.
Her name's not fucking Kim.
I'm taking
it's
everything
Dana!
Personally.
Calm down, sensitive.
And I'm not even I'm mad at him because like for the first 10 minutes, I'm like, fuck, you don't know his name. You can't address him at all. Shit, you forgot his name, see? Motherfuck. And then he called me Kim and I'm like, we're even. And he didn't even know we were even.
No, I did know. It was deliberate.
I was like, fuck, you don't know how to address him. And then he was like, Kim. And I was like, word, it's Matt, fine. It's Matt, fine. Matt, I got it. No, I got it. I pay attention.
Cool.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and tune in.
We're back. All right. Anyway, so Tina and I ended up leaving teaching... Me, I did comedy, and Tina's now an interior designer. But the thing I just wanted to say was, I feel like most people don't think, or they almost feel guilty for making money doing something they love. Like, I think most people still in our society, they don't even think that's a possibility. And it's really something you can do. And it's just interesting how we met not loving our jobs, Tina.
Yeah.
And then we were like, no, like we can both do something that's actually meant for us and love it and bring in money. And clearly, Matt, you have that mentality because you're making money doing comedy and you're fucking doing great.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing great.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Matt's been popping the fuck off in comedy.
I have five shows in development right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Different networks.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everybody in this room is sort of the kind of person who decided one day, I'm going to make money doing something I think is fun.
I think so many people are used to having like their dreams shot down that it becomes unreal. And then at some point...
I think you have to have a neurosis to say like, this is my dream. This is what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything fucking else.
Yeah.
Like there was never any other option for me. I didn't know what I wanted to do in college. So I went to school for art. And then I taught art for 1 year. And I was like, fuck this. Excuse me.
And then a demon came out of her.
The demon.
And then I choked on it. I was like, fuck this. And so then I went back to school for design and that was it.
How happy are you now?
I mean, I had my own business for 4 years.
Awesome.
And then I got hired by a firm in Hoboken. I'm their senior designer. I'm so fucking happy, you know?
I mean,
there's nothing else that I could do. I'm not capable of doing anything else.
You're an artsy weirdo, a really talented artsy weirdo, and you should be fucking expressing it. And same with you.
Thanks, friend.
You mind if I email you some swatches?
Yeah, anytime.
Cool. All right, I'm trying to paint.
Excuse me, are you going to pay me for those services?
You owe me one.
Your fake anger is insulting because I did
not.
No,
she really, Kate blew the fuck up. You going to pay me for this reading, motherfucker?
You know what's funny is I didn't actually sound like that, but the energy of
that's
was
what everybody
like
heard.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody heard.
We
it.
All
I actually
heard
said
Samuel
it.
L. Jackson.
I said it quite calmly, but I didn't. Oh. Like mine was like, oh, I didn't realize I owed you something. But it was like, but that's what it sounded like.
All your wounds came like fucking flying out.
Oh yeah, I was like, Mom.
Yeah.
You cut off his energy penis.
I did cut off his energy penis.
Yeah, that was
speaking
great.
The language.
That was
look
great.
At you.
Yeah, that was really good.
Beep, beep, beep. I'm a big Kate Wolf fan.
So, okay, I'm going to get into an email, you guys. All right. I'm a huge fan of Invasion of Privacy and wanted to see if you could give me your opinion on my situation. I'm a freshman in high school, and I've had a huge crush on this guy in my algebra class. We've kind of developed a history because he knows I like him, and a lot of people have told him. I know he doesn't like me.
Because you ugly. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, lift up their self-esteem. We've talked a few times, and I also found out that he likes my friend, but they have a long history.
How long? They're like fucking 12, aren't they? 15?
Last semester.
Freshman, yeah, I guess. You're
Jesus.
Right. Okay, anyway, and he's a douchebag to say the least. My friend told me some of this and confronted him about how much of an asshole he's been to me, and I can tell he feels bad through weird eye contact and guilty looks.
I hate children.
This is the worst thing ever.
The problem is, I still like him even though he's a player.
Aww. He's not a player. Nobody's a
what?
Fucking- what?
Guys, I can relate to this so hard.
Oh, God.
Every time I try to move on, my friend tells me something she didn't tell me before, which always turns out to be true. He said something about me.
Focus on graduating, okay?
Anyway, keep your pencil sharp. Anyway, what do I do? I think we would be good together. I just don't know how to make him see that.
She thinks she would be good with the douchebag? The guy that she said is clearly
lots
a douchebag?
Lots of conflicting statements.
If you have to make him see that y'all would be good together, you're not good together.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you've got a case of the forcings.
She got a case of the dumbass, is what it is.
No, yeah, accurate.
Well, guys, I think she's 14.
Hey, 14-year-old, it gets better.
No, it doesn't, actually.
Does it get better?
It does and it doesn't. The way it gets better is you know more about what's going on. Wisdom is having been through pain and now knowing how to get through it. So, like, my last breakup sucked assholes just as much as they've always.
You can't say that to a 14-year-old?
I think you can. They say assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
My last breakup.
You 14, you said assholes.
Sucked. Get out of here.
I was super PG.
Okay.
Yeah, solid parenting.
My point is the more you go through things, you kind of know how to handle them. You're like, okay, I've been here, I've done that, and it still hurts, but I know it's going to be okay, even though it doesn't feel like it's going to be okay right now. So that's why it gets a little easier. And hopefully, as your self-esteem develops, which, you know...
Because it's shit right now.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Hot mess. And as it develops, you suddenly stop becoming attracted to the people who don't want you. Like, for me, a big number one thing for me wanting someone is, are you into me? If you're not into me, that's not even attractive.
Yeah, that's like a whole maturity leap, though.
Yeah.
She's got some years before that happened.
Write an album and become a millionaire like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Alanis Morissette had her album by the time she was 21.
That's
fucking crazy.
And she was ready to cut a dick off
in
that album.
She was crazy AF. That bitch was crazy.
What was that song?
Every single one was crazy.
All of them?
All of them were all fucking crazy.
I swear. What did it say? No, I'm here to remind you of the mess. Can you please keep singing? Because you have a way better voice than me, Matt.
Nah, B.
Nah, you can't keep singing or no, it's not better?
No, I don't remember the rest
of
the
song. Yeah, that's all.
Because I came in one time when he was hosting at New York Comedy Club and we just walked in. You were singing.
Why?
You were just like freestyle singing and it was amazing. It was funny and he has a good voice.
In the
showroom.
Really?
Yeah, you're on stage.
He blacks out every time he goes up. He just totally has no idea.
He was like
singing.
I feel like there was like a DJ or something and you were just going with it.
Was there the band there?
Yeah, the band was there. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Scott 45.
Anyway, any more advice? I feel like we're not giving any advice on any of these topics.
She doesn't need advice
on that.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Schools.
Listen to me. God, and this is something I'm even learning. This is she needs to transfer schools.
Yeah. Because why? Ew. He don't like you.
This is a
lesson.
Let's
give her really bad advice. No, let's give her really bad advice.
No, you know I can't. No,
I'll give her some terrible advice right now.
Okay.
Yo, make an Instagram page as the girl he likes.
No, that's too crazy. Too far.
Catfish that nigga.
Too far.
And then make him love
you. I had like way more subtle things.
Threaten that you'll kill yourself.
No, okay, that one's good, solid. Yeah.
No, that's fucking, what the fuck?
Tell him.
That'll work.
That's worse than catfish.
Tell him you can't live without him and that you'll kill yourself and, you know, see how that works.
Are you giving this advice to a job?
She said give fake advice.
This is terrible. Fake advice.
I was just trying to do it.
You did it right. You did the best job. That was exactly what I wanted you to do.
Is awful.
Fine, how about this? Photoshop both of your faces together and show them what your baby would look like.
Yeah.
Bring it in already framed.
Make a whole book. Transition. Make a baby book of your future child. Bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Flawless.
No?
Okay. But anyway, the main thing is you got to just surrender. It's even hard for adults at any age to just let the universe take care of it. Things are going to happen the way that they are meant to. You can try to control it. You can try to force it. But that just causes more pain. You just have to say, okay, this is what it is. I can't force this person to like me. Or I can't force this job to call me back. Like, you just have to kind of surrender and make the best of what you're given and what you have.
And just get used to rejection. I mean, the second you can start stomaching rejection, like, you'll just be so much better at life.
And knowing that it has nothing to do with your worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could, like... get a baby lion, and raise it.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, it's still a lion.
Wow, that doesn't make sense.
It's going to eat your fucking face. Bars.
And but what's the underlying point that ties that in?
No, idea. Yeah, he's got nothing.
You can't take the lion personally.
He wanted to say baby lion. That's all you just wanted to say.
No, I'm going to tie this in. You can't take the lion's eating of your face personally. You want to know why? Because it's a fucking lion.
Thank you, Kate.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's what Boom. I was trying to get at.
Is that what you're trying to get at? Exactly. I knew You're, it.
Maybe.
This totally little poet. All right, guys. Tina, I guess here. We will just go on to the next email.
Please.
Okay. I'm in a bit of a weird situation. I've been getting an abnormal amount of deja vu. But here's where it gets weird. The thing... Tina, stop it. The things that trigger it today are the things...
The Matrix.
Are the things that I remember dreaming about days, weeks, months, sometimes years before. The situations and events that trigger this are usually quite unique, so I don't feel like I can just blame this on coincidence anymore. I've been having these dreams of what I now think is, at the time, my future since I was a little kid. And it's happened so many times now that laughing at how big of a coincidence it is... What? Oh, okay. It's happened so many times now that laughing at how big of a coincidence it is and started looking for answers. That's not a great sentence. Okay. So she's like, this is more of a question for Kate because Joe still doesn't seem fully bored on spiritual stuff. This is what I'm going to say. I've had those dreams that actually predicted future events. And I like how, Tina, you're looking cynical when you are one of the most psychically in tune people. For real. She's like, she's... looked at mirrors angrily, Matt, and exploded them. And then something like this happened. She's like, that's
made a mirror
fucking...
break once.
She did.
There's so much that could be made fun of.
That is so true. I hate that Kate said that, but I did. I got real fucking mad, and I went, I wish that mirror would break. And I, like, thought on it and stared at it and was so pissed and then left. And then got back to the... And then I got back to the apartment a couple days later, and there were shards everywhere. And I'm like, yo, what happened? My boyfriend was like... 3 minutes after you left, that fucking mirror that's leaning on the wall just exploded.
Or you could have angrily slammed the door.
No, I didn't do that.
Really, Matt, you're not into that?
I'm going to say I think it's most...
skeptic as fuck.
Me too, but I did that once. That happened to me. All right, I wish I could phone a friend. My friend Megan...
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
I'm just saying, my friend Megan and I were in the elevator in our college dorm. And I knew that this kid Pat was going to be on the elevator. I got a feeling. I was like, yo, Pat's on this elevator. Doors open. Kid Pat was on the elevator. Like, I can just sense shit.
I have a really strong sense.
Everybody
Tina,
has...
whenever I'm thinking about Tina, swear to God, we always end up... Whenever the other's thinking of the other, we always text. It's like, she's a fucking...
Everyone that I ever hit up is like, yo, I was just thinking about you 2 seconds ago. You got
to
stop doing that.
That's also a convenient thing to say to somebody. When you feel guilty as a person for not hitting them up in a while.
Matt, we're all connected.
No, there's some validity to that.
I get
that's fine.
But also, I feel like people have these like visions of shit when it's something that's not that serious.
Carry on.
Do you know how many challenges there are issued to find proof of a psychic?
Oh, I'm with you. I mean...
Well, do you know spooky action? Do you know spooky action at a distance? The whole quantum stuff where you can affect a particle that's not even close to the other one and they're both affected.
Yes.
So that's where if we're all connected energetically, Tina could be, you know, in a whole other state. But what I do can affect her. And that's literally has been proven. Spooky action at a distance. Everyone look it up if you want to.
You made me put my laptop
on. Yeah, he closed his laptop.
I'm not saying everyone like you, Matt.
You affected me at the beginning of the show. And as a result, I can't.
I don't want you to bullshit. Look it up right now. You're going to go home and do that because you have homework.
I'm going to text the shit out of you. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I was just about to text you.
Exactly. Anyway, in terms of deja vu, I had a crazy dream when I first started dating my ex, Tim. I had a dream that we were driving and it started snowing and my car swerved off into a ditch with him. And I looked at him and said, I knew this was going to happen. I should have listened to my gut. I should have known that this was going to happen. Right. I had that dream. The only reason why I remembered it is because I wrote it down. Because I don't really write my dreams down, but I had started trying to do that.
So your gut was telling you not to get in the car with him?
I think it was my gut was telling me not to be in a relationship with him or something.
Not to trust him.
Yeah. So, and then, I guess about a year later, literally a week before we broke up, in real life, not in a dream, I was driving to visit my brother with Shane in the car. And I was an hour away from my brother's. It was a 6-hour car ride. Out of fucking nowhere, a micro blizzard comes. Which I didn't even know existed.
You just made that up? Yeah, did you just make those up right now?
It was like, you know how when you're driving and suddenly a crazy rainstorm out of nowhere comes on? It was like, I didn't know this existed. But I'm driving. It's fucking fine. All of a sudden, this blizzard comes.
Micro blizzard.
A micro, because it means it's like contained. It's like not
small.
It's just over micro. Your car.
It's over my car. Yeah.
Everybody's like, why is this bitch freaking out? Why is the snow following her?
Not even a rain cloud.
Fucking X-Men bitch driving down the highway.
Seriously.
She loves that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, you noticed.
You called me Storm. Oh my God.
Hurricane in full effect.
Hurricane.
No. Hurricane werewolf, baby.
Oh, shit.
Awful.
Hey. That's hey.
The
anyway.
Shittiest porn
it's
name.
So bad.
Ow, ow! The wolf. So... I swear to God, one day I'm going to have enough guts on stage. One day on stage, I want to do it with my punchline and then just go, ow, ow, the wolf, and just see how everyone reacts.
I think
reacts.
You should do that immediately.
I think you should do that because I think there's way less people in the crowd than there are listening to this right now. So you're
yeah,
very
but it's still, the, everyone who listens, they get me that I'm weird. It's when people who have no fucking idea who you are and all of a sudden you're howling at them. You have to be.
I'd be stoked. Yeah, I'd be like, all right.
Ow, ow. Okay. But anyway, so out of nowhere, this micro blizzard comes, and I swear to God,
can't
in
look
like
that shit up either.
In 5 to 10 minutes,
I can.
In 5 to 10 minutes, guys, in
we're
five
paying
to
attention.
10 minutes, the roads were so insanely covered. Right, so now I'm like, and like my brain is barely registering that I'm driving in a snowstorm because it happened so quickly. Anyway, the girl in front of me starts swerving. Hits the truck in the lane on the right and starts spinning, and then I hit my brakes, you know, because I didn't want to crash, but because there was so much snow, it wouldn't break, and then we all crashed.
Right.
Right. Anyway, that essentially all led to my breakup with. I mean, it was a lot of stuff that led to my breakup right. with Tim, but like that event kind of led all these events to finally make it happen because I was resisting.
Matt, what'd you get on the Google search?
Resisting it.
I was too busy listening.
Anyway.
I got fucking
but
socks,
literally,
by the way. Micro blizzard, I got socks.
Okay, can you just...
yeah, I'm listening.
Literally, the police report called in a micro blizzard.
All right, fine.
Okay?
You trust the police?
Come on now.
I don't care if it's technically called a micro blizzard. It's a fucking blizzard that just comes out of nowhere. Anyway...
I would have taken
I had forgotten about
shower.
My dream.
No, micro blizzard's tight. I like it.
I'd forgotten about my dream, and then I read it, and I was like, holy fucking shit. There was too many weird similarities there. So I absolutely think you can tap in through dreams into future events. But here's the other thing. Reality is constantly changing. Life is like a kaleidoscope. By the way, I'm kind of stealing this from Sharon Salzberg. But it's like a kaleidoscope where you alter one thing, and the whole thing is altered.
Oh,
so
that's really pretty.
So in one extent, you can kind of predict things if you're looking at the current pattern, but things can also suddenly shift in a way where it goes in another direction. So I absolutely believe in deja vu. Life is a spiral. You're often circling back to similar things. Even if it's not the same exact situation, you continue to learn the same lessons like in a bigger, deeper level. So deja vu could either be your conscious is picking up on something you already kind of learned. You were in a similar place, but now you're experiencing it from another mode of consciousness. Or you were picking up on a future event that most likely would happen if that kaleidoscope was still looking similar to that.
Let's give her some solid advice, though. Not
what
shitty advice this time.
What, for deja vu?
Oh, you don't know what a kaleidoscope is?
Y'all are privileged.
Did you just call my advice shitty?
No,
we purposely gave shitty advice
yeah, thank you.
Oh, I was
to the
like,
14-year-old.
Sorry, overly sensitive.
See,
bad wounding. Yeah. Bad wounding.
That was only half a
Tina,
Vesuvius.
You understand?
Ow, ow!
Ow,
ow, the bitch!
A kaleidoscope is like, you know, when you put your eye up to that thing. Can you look?
I'm sorry. I'm still
at you. I know what a
kaleidoscope is. I'm trying to hold my inner tears in.
I got so sad. I was like, I'm going to tell you right now what a kaleidoscope is. It's okay.
Poor bastard never had a kaleidoscope.
This motherfucker never had a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, she got really sad for you. We need to buy him one.
I was like, they're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
It's going to take up so much of my free time.
He would. He would get so
high as
looking
shit.
Looking through at his fish.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, advice, solid advice. Talk to people about it. I think the saddest thing is that the idea that like she's having this thought and it's all by herself and like she feels like scared or like lonely or isolated, like what the fuck does this all mean? The more that you think about it, the weirder it'll get. So I don't know if she's got some weird friends. Great for you if you have some weird ones at that age. If you don't, like talk to your fucking counselor. Talk to whoever. Like just talk to somebody about it so that you don't end up like compounding
is this
your weirdness.
A child as well?
Probably.
I don't know.
I'm going to say most likely.
No, because
no,
like,
I mean, it's
I
such a range,
kid.
Honestly, from like when I read tarot, it's like a range usually from like 14 to 50.
Oh, wow.
So it depends. You can get someone who's like 11, and you can get someone who's 60. Like
writing an email to the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I love what Tina's saying, because a lot of us think these really out there, you know, things. It's when you hold them in and you think you're the only crazy one thinking them that it gets worse. So
drive you nutty.
Find your weird tribe. Like find your, when I first met Tina and we were both so fucking weird, it was like a breath of fresh air. Like, oh, yo, you're fucking weird too.
It's like being a zebra in a field of horses and then meeting another zebra.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
He did it. Ow, ow.
The wolf. I guess.
I mean, me and Kate ended up like eating in the cafeteria. I mean, in my art room alone, though. Like, we did some weird shit once we figured out that we were like friends.
Yeah, like everyone ate in the faculty lounge and we would just, the two of us, go in the room and just talk about like weird shit.
We got in trouble. Like, the assistant principal, like, knocked on the door.
Who had
like,
a nice, tight ass. He did. Really shout outs to Doug!
Oh, my God.
Ow, ow! Doug with the tight ass. Bounce a quarter off that dang.
I love that your, like, ex-students probably listen to this. And
they
like,
absolutely do.
God, that is gross. But anyway.
And now I'm like, you know what? It is gross. He was gross. He had a tight ass, but no thanks.
Yeah, no thank you.
I'm so lost.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But anyway. Yeah, like, I mean, they ended up like...
Zebra.
Oh, you are a zebra.
We'll be zebras with you. We're sorry. No, okay, keep going, TT.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I think finding somebody that you can talk to and be very weird with is, like, changes that whole perspective of isolation.
Absolutely. That was great advice. Do you have any, like, who are your weird friends that you can get weird with and deep with?
Do dudes do that? Do you guys, y'all talk about weird shit?
Every conversation with a dude is weird.
I'm so interested in, like, secret guy life.
It's not.
I just want to know, though, like.
What do you mean every conversation with a dude's weird? Give us an example.
Like we
talk use your
about
words.
The same shit, but is crazy.
Like
what?
All of it.
Matt, can you?
What do you want me to say?
Pretend you're on stage. Get us on board.
Okay. we talk about shit that is illegal in most states. Absurd. Evil.
Evil
and hilarious. Yeah.
Sexual. You left out sexual.
Yeah. Super sexual.
Yeah.
Deviant shit. That really? Women don't really talk about.
I just wish I could like be a fly on the wall and watch boys hang out. It's been like a fantasy of mine since I was like young. Like,
I wish he would give us an example. Like, what do you think's evil that guys talk about? Like, do you talk about killing people and eating their bodies?
Maybe not killing somebody and eating, but I just mean like it's gross. It's just every conversation.
Like what you want to do to a girl? Do you talk about
gross?
Like
shit.
I had a talk with a comic the other night saying that he had a friend who likes to get shit on his chest, but the thing he likes is watching something fall out of a girl's butt.
Shit like that is probably super gratifying though. Like I don't want it, but I get it.
It's so funny. Yeah, what, he was
you
like just
shit on somebody's
no,
chest?
But the idea of like Tana? being really gratified watching a shit fall out of an ass. I get it. Kate gets it too.
Yeah, I do. I get it. See, when he explained it like that, because I was like, who would want to get shit on? And he was like, no, he just likes the part where it like falls out. And I was like, oh.
Does he know he doesn't have to
I totally
have it land
it.
On him? He could just
watch it happen?
Maybe a GoPro?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe he could do that. But I bet you he also likes the plop on his chest.
See, this is the type of conversation dudes have.
Oh, me and Kate have these all the time.
Yeah, that's why we were like, what do you mean by evil? No, Tina, you and I fucking say weird shit all the time.
Everybody I talk to, I have weird ass, evil, dark conversations.
See, you're calling it evil and dark, but it's just fucking truth.
It's just weird. Yeah, weird truths.
Yeah.
What's the kinkiest, weirdest shit you're into, Matt?
Ooh. Whoa, he's not going to answer that question. I know him for 10 fucking 45 minutes. Oh.
It's just weird for me because I've been censoring myself lately.
I'm so excited.
Because I got asked by my people to clean up
really?
my social media stuff.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Because he's getting big auditions.
Also, yeah, fuck all that shit. Okay. My favorite thing to do is
don't give in to the man, Matt Richards.
The man?
So excited.
All right, so if I'm having sex, sometimes, you know, you stick a finger in the butt. And rub your dick through the booty wall.
No way.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That's a thing?
Yeah. You stick a thumb in there and you know, just.
Do you understand how cool of a feeling that must be?
No, I don't.
To feel your
it's
own
like, whoa,
dick.
That's my penis inside a person.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always kind of, if I had a dick, I would definitely do that.
That's shit you could do with a dick.
Because I watched some Double Penetration.
I didn't think about that. I don't ever think about
I've watched Double Penetration where, like, I'm like, those two dudes' dicks are, like, totally rubbing each other. And oh, I bet you they're kind of into it. Well, that's because you've got a little bit of repressed gay.
I got what?
She just called you gay.
Yeah, no, she did.
I'm not really saying you're gay. I'm saying there's a part of you that's just like, oh, that's like, if you're like weirded out by it, then there's something going on.
Not weirded out by it. I just don't want my dick touching another dude's dick.
Well, that's fine. To each his own. First of all, were you being more censored and held back this whole podcast because you were thinking about your people?
Like, I'm trying to be super fucking...
I was like, what's happening with you?
I don't know what...
Because I see you on stage. I see you on stage and you're fucking wild. And here you're like, well, Kate...
Because they've been listening to the podcast and stuff that I've been doing.
If they want
to
rep you, Matt Richards, they got to get fucking behind your soul song and who Matt Richards is.
I had to delete 700 Instagram posts. Why? And 5,000 tweets.
What was the root of them?
Like,
what
they could be deemed sexist or offensive.
And isn't I was that like, haven't you're a comedian, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's like the whole, that's what you do.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm so torn.
Don't be a bitch.
That's sexist.
He's like, wait till I have that bitch money. Then don't.
No, I know he's going to have that bitch money. Guess
what? I'm going to turn it off as soon as I get the
money. I'm going to have that dragon sorceress money. And you know what? I'm going to still speak my truth. I'm probably going to get fucking killed one day for it. But I'm going to go out speaking some truth. I know how to piss some people off.
The wolf.
The wolf.
The wolf.
I'm waiting for it. I'm
coming. Ow! The wolf.
I like it.
I love it. Yeah, I'm about
do you see
it.
How excited I get when I do
her eyes light up. That's her merch. Eyes light up.
Fucking put that on a t-shirt.
Every time I go on stage and I don't do that, I feel I've failed. So
you have.
I know. Well, now I feel like the next time I'm on a show with you.
If that doesn't come,
shit.
I'm gonna do it.
No!
That's how he's gonna introduce you. Can you no? You don't do that? You don't host ever?
I host a lot.
All right then. Yeah.
He's like
done.
All right.
I got you, yo.
All right. Whatever.
I got you, fam.
Whatever. Okay. So, wow. Rubbing your dick through a girl's asshole. That sounds phenomenal. You know, one time I had sex with my ex-husband and he stuck a Sharpie marker with the cap on in my ass
cap
while
first?
We were having sex. Sex. No. Not cap.
Oh, I was going to say that.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose the cap in there and then you got fucking.
Got a cap in your ass.
Yeah.
Busted a cap right in your ass.
Dude. Thank you.
And now the whole room is colored with Sharpie. Way to go,
poetry.
Tina.
Anytime. Poetry.
I will never right forget here. Her name now. Cap in the ass.
Busting a cap in that ass.
What about you, Tina?
That's what this is going to be called. Busting a cap in that ass.
I'm like such a fucking prude. Oh. Like unbelievable prude. It's so sad. I feel sorry to all my ex-boyfriends. Yeah, I know.
It's so funny. I'm not even a lesbian, but like there's some competitive part of me that's like, I'm going to get that freak out of you, girl. And I'm like, what's like, literally it's a competitive, like, I'm like, I'm going to make, I feel like guys no, do not. That, right? When a girl's like, I've never come before. I know I'm not. But when a girl's
like, it's like challenge
I've never
accepted.
Come before. Yeah. The guys are like, I'm going to make that girl come. And that's what happened. Just me. Like, maybe I'm not saying I'm going to, but for a second I was voice. Like,
I'm gonna yeah, make felt, her call like, stick a Sharpie in your ass,
felt
Tina.
My vagina clench up when you said that. Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah, no.
Please.
No thanks. Yeah. Look at a guy.
I'm gonna ride you so hard your dick falls off, boy. You like that? Oh, dear.
That's unsettling.
All right.
It's a little scary. Yeah. The wolf.
The wolf.
I love you, though. You're great.
Thank you. Sometimes I take a little too far.
No.
Sometimes
never.
I think we're all having fun, and next thing you know, I said something offensive
no,
or
see?
Too weird.
No, that's no. just me projecting my paranoid
oh
energy.
Oh, my God.
And
you're
I
right.
Apologize.
Look, I did it again.
Yeah, you did.
I have a fear that I'm too much. I think a lot of people do that because no we're told thing. We're that
all,
as kids.
No, all creative people feel like they're too much. It crosses my mind like 10 times a day. Like when I'm at work and I'm just saying crazy shit all day because I have no filter. I'm like, you are too fucking much. These girls think you're insane.
They're insane.
And then like 2 seconds later, I'm like, man, I don't really give a fuck, man. It's true, you know?
Yeah.
We're afraid we're too much. It's like a defense mechanism.
All I got from Micro Blizzard was like a strobe light. That
oh, I got
used.
Some socks. What was the last thing you Googled before Micro Blizzard? What came up? Because I know it was at the top. You had to delete it.
Oh, fuck.
What was it?
You saw something that you deleted?
I just want to know what it was.
I don't remember.
Oh, mine was Young Cher. Me Googling pictures of Cher Young.
Oh, Young Cher.
No, the last thing I Googled was new on Netflix, June 2016.
Aww.
I didn't know what to watch on.
Mine's probably the worst. It's
and
probably
before
like
before that.
Mine's like pterodactyl porn or something.
Stephanie Figueroa, karate teacher.
Perfect.
I was trying to see what she looked like.
She cute?
She hot.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap this up.
Oh, that went fast.
I know. Look, 53 minutes.
That's
time
crazy.
Flies.
We did it.
When yeah. you're with zebras.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's beautiful. I love it.
Can you tweet that right now?
I,
that they should approve of.
I didn't coin that phrase. That came from Young Arts.
Really? Oh. I thought the zebras was.
Shout
from
out
him.
To my 2007 alumni.
Oh. All right, Matt, where can they find you?
All over the place.
Where can they find your tweets that have been deleted?
I don't be tweeting, but you could go to Matt Was Funny
was?
On Instagram. Yeah, like past tense.
Accurate.
That way no. he can be on stage and be like, guys, follow me on Instagram.
Oh,
Matt
I
Was Funny.
That.
Matt Was Funny. Shout out to John Laster.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you took that.
I asked him, and he was like, absolutely, whatever works, man.
Go John. Yeah, John Laster. What's his John Was Funny?
No, just He Was Funny.
He Was
oh.
Funny.
These are funny. You guys are funny. Yeah. Good job.
And
do you have any shows you want to promote that are coming up?
If anybody is listening in Arizona, I'm headlining the House of Funny. Is it the House of Funny?
I don't know.
The House of Comedy. I'm there in Phoenix from the 28th to the 3rd of July. So come and I'll get way crazier than I did today.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And Tina. Where can they find you?
Mine is a mouthful, and I apologize for that. You can find me on Instagram. I do not tweet. It is @Constantina.Constis, and I will spell it for you. KONSTANTINA.KONSTAS.
And guys, if you want a tarot card reading, I can go into any issue with you. It's like a therapeutic tarot healing session, because some of you have asked what it is. Matt and Tina, they've both had a lot of readings.
Yep.
They're not
she's
scary.
Great. No, she's
Thank
great.
You,
she's so good.
It was a little scary.
It was scary for you?
That's when bit. You're afraid of yourself.
I'm so
yeah.
afraid of myself.
Yeah, like yeah. finding out like what's going on with you. You don't like want to face it. And if she brings up something real, you're afraid of what's
like,
going to happen.
Do you know how much one of my readings, though, actually, I'm not just saying this, like it changed him instantaneously.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I ever gave you a reading, I pulled one card for him. And it was the Five of Wands, which is about letting very electric, conflicting energy out because he thought he had to be a certain way. But it was who he was. It's like this electric, energetic thing. And when I went into him with it about really just letting him be who he is, this wild, you know, creature, he literally, like a week later, I saw
zebra.
Him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a zebra. And then all of a sudden his fucking shit started popping the fuck off because he was being true to himself.
Yeah.
Bars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. Anyway, so if you guys want a tarot reading, hit me up. We do it over Skype. It's kwolf2f27@gmail.com. And on Twitter, I'm @thekatewolf. Instagram, thekatewolf. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
There you go.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?